The Silver Spoon of Solomon Snow, written by Kay Umansky and read by Rick Mayall.
How It Began, in which the intelligent reader learns of the strange and unfortunate beginnings of Solomon Snow. Picture it, a howling black night on a high lonely moor. Bitter winds roar across the angry sky, lashing the land with snow. Drifts pile into peaks, trees crack, rivers freeze. All in all, a bit of a nasty night. At the very top of the moor, where a few stunted trees provide no shelter whatsoever, sits a small, tumble-down cottage. It's more of a hovel, really, with attached pigsty, which is currently unoccupied and rapidly filling with snow. No one lives here, surely. You'd have to be either desperate or a complete idiot to live here, wouldn't you? But wait, there's a thin trickle of smoke rising from the chimney. And isn't that a dim light coming from behind the sagging shutters? Yes, people do indeed live here. They are called the Scubbinses, and they run a local washing service. A new sound joins in harmony with the whistling wind. It is the crunch of approaching wheels. Here comes a cart, slowly grinding up the slippery slope, pulled by a straining horse. The driver is hunched over, well muffled in a long cloak. A big, snow-covered wicker basket is rattling around in the back of the cart. The horse finally makes it to the top and comes to a halt before the cottage. It waits, gently steaming, while the muffled figure climbs down, goes to the side of the cart, and hoists the large wicker basket into his arms. Staggering a bit, buffeted by the wind, he carries the basket up to the cottage door and, with a grunt, deposits it on the doorstep. After a moment, his footsteps crunch away. After a short pause, there comes the sound of the cart moving off. There sits the basket in the snow. It has a lid, so we can't see inside. If we could, we would know that it is full of items of superior clothing. Lacy, frilly things, velvets, satins, rich folks' clothes, and something else. Something alive. A baby. A boy. And in his mouth is a silver spoon. Inside the hovel, Arnold Scubbins knocks out his pipe in the fireplace, stands up, and says to his wife,
"Oh, I think it's easing off. Reckon I'll pop down the tavern for a pint."
Chapter 1. I Hate It and the Toilet Smell, in which the intelligent reader is introduced to Solomon Snow and Prudence Pridey, who meet by chance in the lane, share a crust, and moan a lot. Solomon Snow was walking along a quiet country lane, minding his own business, thinking vague thoughts, when a voice spoke in his ear, almost making him jump out of his boots. "Where are you going, boy?" said the voice. Solly looked up. Poking down at him from between the leaves of a chestnut tree was a nose. Uh-oh. His heart sank. He knew that nose. It was attached to that weird Prudence Pridey from the village, eldest daughter of the local poacher who was currently in prison. Again. Usually had her unfortunate appendage buried in a book because the village boys sang a rude song about it. Not that he'd ever joined in, of course. What did she want with him? Right now she was perched on a branch, skinny legs dangling, an open exercise book in her lap, a gnawed pencil stuck out of her straw bonnet in a mad sort of way.
"What are you doing up there?"
asked Solly, rather gruffly. He wasn't used to talking to girls. "Sitting," said Prudence.
"Oh, right."
He would have left it at that and continued on his way, but it wasn't to be.
"What's in your bundle?"
demanded Prudence.
"Dirty washing," said Solly, with a sigh. "Old Mother Rust's Winter Unmentionables."
He glanced at his bundle. Old Mother Rust's Winter Unmentionables only got washed once a year. He would be glad to get them home. He had a feeling they might burst into flames.
"Got anything to eat?"
Oh, right. That's why she was talking to him.